girls. Hello and welcome to your two drunk aunties with Bron Lewis and Sammy Peterson. We are both of those people. I'm Sammy Peterson and I'm your auntie who just thumbs up reacts to everything.
Even sad news.
Even sad news, just thumbs up. I've responded to it. Check.
I lost my job today.
Thumbs up.
And I'm Bron Lewis. I am the auntie who will vaccinate her Pomeranians, but not her kids.
Welcome to you two drunk aunties. Hey, Bron, it's so good to see you, girly.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Thanks.
To me.
I wanted to say it. Tell you what else?
What?
You're a beautiful woman and a wonderful mother. It's a great way to start the podcast with a goddamn compliment.
It is nice, no offense. That's really nice.
No offense, that's lovely. Hey, this is part of the episodes that we I lost the recordings, basically. They were all there was a little glitch in them. They didn't sound so good. And you know what? They were funny recordings.
Yeah, so we're doing
what are you going to say? They were funny.
They were really funny. I don't think we even need to say this, but we're going to because you deserve our honesty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also you need to know that we care about the sound quality. Because
I listen
to podcasts and when they're a bit like it's, if it's just a bit echoey,
I will skip
it.
You're out. You're done. And we didn't want to have two episodes where it was just awful audio. I mean, awful, sure. We can handle awful. Like awful. if we weren't that fun, if we were low energy or whatever, that happens. That's life.
Hey, never to us.
Never to us. Well, it wouldn't happen to
us.
But we're talking about
other
podcasts. And I'm talking about a lot of podcasts I've heard that sort of stuff happen with. But not us. Not us, baby dolls. We're not that. And so we thought, let's just re-record them. We tried to fix them in numerous ways. We tried to fix them. And then we thought, you know what? Let's just
re-record. Let's do it again.
Because you and I flap our lips all the time. We can just flap our lips again.
We're always going. We're always going for it.
Always going for it. You're doing an improv night tonight. This is fun.
Can you imagine it?
I can imagine it.
Have you gone to see this improv night?
No, I haven't.
I think the reason why they asked me on.
Because you're a wonderful mother.
A mean girl. No,
it's not a mean girl.
I had a gig with Ben Russell, who's one of the excellent improvisers on this night. I've never done this night before. It's a night at Comedy Republic. It's all these improvisers come together and I don't know what they do. I don't think they know what they do. We have a good time. They chop it up. And I'll just go in there with the grace of God and hope to the dear Lord. I'm not religious, but this sounds
like
I am. It
feels religious the way you're
going. It feels good. I'll pray to Mother Mary that I will get through it.
Yes.
And that I won't upset anyone.
Yeah, don't upset Mother Mary.
Never heard.
Religious girl like you.
Yeah, she had a dreadful time of it.
Yeah.
So I'll go and do this thing. Oh, yeah, that's right. The reason why I think they asked me is because I did a gig with Ben Russell not so long ago and we had a great banter in the green room. Like we were so silly.
Yeah.
Had a really silly time. And the next day, our dear friend Amy, who's also in
Amy Louise Ruffle, the wonderful Amy Louise.
God, she's so lovely. She messaged me and said, do you want to do it? And I was like, and it probably actually didn't happen this way, but I was like, Ben was saying, Bron's awareness.
Bron's awareness. That's all the conversations.
She was just like, we need a lady.
Anytime,
that is the way I get invited.
Anytime you leave the house, I will say this is not a lie. Anytime I leave the house, Diggs looks up at me and he goes, she's awareness.
Does he say that?
Yeah. She's awareness.
Whoa. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a big fan. He thinks you're wonderful and everything that you do is incredible. Remember that time he tried to wear your handbag? That was a fun day.
But it looked good on him.
It looked good on him. It suited him. Yeah.
And I was a bit jealous. I was like, I wish I looked.
I wish I looked
with my
stunning
handbag.
When you wear it around your neck like he does.
I know.
And drags on it.
How do you feel about improv? Because some people are a bit like iffy about it.
Well, some people are. I admire people that can do it really well.
Yes.
Like people that can do it well, like you're thinking Tina Fey, you're thinking Amy Poehler. There are some people, Genevieve Morris, Emily
Stop
Tahini,
telling me
Scott
what
Brennan.
I'm thinking. But everyone you've said is spot on.
I don't know why he got so aggressive there. He blacked out again. No, Genevieve Morris, I think, is the best improviser I've ever seen. And
she's so funny.
And she does this thing called Spontaneous Broadway. Now, if the listeners don't know who Genevieve Morris is, we're going to have her on this podcast because she's so, so funny.
Yeah.
But Genevieve does this thing called Spontaneous Broadway. Emily Tahini does it and the wonderful performer Scott Brennan does it. And basically the crowd nominate a musical idea. And they go backstage quickly, very quickly, and they write an entire musical about this. So all they do backstage is basically go, we're going to do the opening number.
Are
it's like a minute.
1 minute.
1 minute, yeah.
And they come up with an entire musical. Musical.
It's wild. And the person who's on the piano, a guy called John Thorne, a very talented pianist.
Well done.
Funny word to say. call in if you think that's a funny word to say. We'll wait. Yeah, but he plays along. So he's improvising the music.
Oh my God. So much talent.
It is wild to watch. But I tell you, the wonderful Cal Wilson used to do it.
Yes.
And incredible. So oh, you, Cal Wilson, so Emily Tahini, Genevieve, and Genevieve Morris is so, so funny doing it. And I was always like, do you get nervous before you go on stage? She goes, no. Because you don't know what's going to happen, so you can't get nervous.
There's no point in getting nervous, right?
But I like that. Isn't that a fun thing? I feel like tonight you're going to be great because you're just going to walk on and go, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm here for it. It's going to be fun. Yeah. Let the comedy angels take me
away. I think it will be great. I think when you watch improv and you go, oh, this is bad, it's one is if they've gone too weird.
They're like,
oh, no, it's aliens.
You know?
And the other one is if they don't give enough. They're just like, well, I don't know what you mean. Like, what does that mean?
I once took a friend to go and watch some improv ages ago, and he after it was like,
how dare you?
He was like, went up to one of the improvisers and he was like, what was that? And going, it was improv. I go, oh, the whole thing was improv. Yeah. He's going, yeah, I was just going to say work on it. Imagine that as a note. I was going to say, maybe if you wrote it down, it would have been way better. If you like worked on it for a bit, might have been really good. Punch up the jokes a bit.
Oh my God.
Just such a funny thing. This is my only note. Work on that. But one day that's going to be good. It's not right now. God, it was awful right now.
I hated every minute.
Tonight. Tonight was awful. But if you work on that improv, one day that's going to be really good.
If you work on it being spontaneous.
It's like that wonderful line in the wonderful book by Steve Martin, a wonderful book called Born Standing Up. I've got it if you haven't read it. It's a great book.
I don't think men can read or write.
It's all about his stand-up career. I couldn't read it, but the pages feel nice in my hands. But he has a story about when he was starting out in stand-up and someone would always give advice. It was a ventriloquist and they said, one note, put the microphone closer to the dummy so we can hear them.
Oh, my God.
That kind of advice is always good.
So good.
And so it's great. Segue into our advice segment, letter to your aunties.
Oh my gosh, I love this bit. I love problem solving.
We have two gorgeous people, Bron.
Have they? Bring to us. Have they?
We have two gorgeous people today. Have they?
Have they be gorgeous?
Yes. Yes, and that's improv. Dear aunties,
hello.
I've been seeing my boyfriend for about a month now, and I don't know if he's seeing other people. He's very chill. And I feel chill is the word. And I feel I've got to put the picture around the word and I read better. Very chill. And I feel weird bringing it up. Tess.
Oh, my God. This is so easy.
Yes, I agree with you. Create a fake profile online until you match with him. Get your friend to go. And if he doesn't flirt back, he's not. He's into you, Tess. He doesn't like you.
Right.
But if I go to a bar and I meet, I'm just pitching myself in this. If I go to a bar and I'm being all flirtatious and stuff, got this gorgeous long blonde hair.
Yeah, Tess? Oh, you?
No, I'm this friend that she's hired.
You're put on a wig.
I put on a wig. Same exact thing, just put on a wig. Still got the palsy. I've got it all, right? But I'm just like flirting. I'm like being real lovely, real flirtatious, and he catches my eye across the bar.
Yeah.
And I would find out in that moment.
If he was into you. Why? Yeah. What would he do?
I'd go into the bathroom and I'd be like, what's up?
You follow him into the bathroom?
You having a good night? Are you looking for a bit of coitus tonight?
You sound like a prostitute, a sex worker.
Well, that's what I'm playing. That's what I'm playing. I'm playing a sex worker.
Oh, well, then I don't know if that's an easy one. Well, he might not be into sex work. He might not want to pay for it.
Okay, I made the whole thing up. I'm not a sex worker. I'm a lovely girl who's looking for a good time. And I scream as I walk in, let's go, girls.
No, you have to kick the door in.
I'll kick the door in. Let's go, girls. And then I'm there to help my friend Tess.
Yes.
You could set up a fake profile, or have you got any other advice?
Okay, so that's one thing to do. You could kick the door in with a blonde wig.
Let's go, girls. Yeah.
Get your male friend with a blonde wig to storm
in. Not a sex worker.
Or you could just ask him.
God, just ask him. You're an agony aunt because you are so smart with this sort of stuff.
But wouldn't you just ask? What do you do when you start seeing someone? Do you just say, excuse me?
Yeah, are we exclusive?
I've got a question here.
Are we exclusive? Say that. Are we exclusive?
Ugh, I die dating If I had to say that to someone, I'd just drop dead.
Well, you would never ask your lovely partner. You never said to him.
I would have said it. Yeah, but that was, we'd be together forever. I'm
but if you're dating now, you wouldn't do it.
If Lucas died, I'd just be single forever. It looks like dog shit out there. I'd hate it so much.
I think you would be wonderful out there.
I would be.
Like people like me kicking the door down in a blonde wig. Holy shit. I'm over this.
I can't do this.
I can't do this.
Tess, just ask him. Just say, excuse me.
Have a conversation.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Tess. Grow up and say, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Are you kissing other ladies or men?
Whatever you're into.
You can do whatever you want.
You can be a goddamn bike on
but
if you
I
want.
Would like to know.
Yeah.
I would like to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
My name is Tess and I would like to know.
Okay. That's what she should say. All like that. It's like you're part of AA, Alcoholics Anonymous.
Hello, I'm Tess. And I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Two great options. Do that or
two
hi me.
Two equally good options.
I will create a profile and I will hook up with him. Dear aunties, my friend never shouts rounds of drinks when we're out.
Oh,
he always finds an excuse to leave before it's his turn. What do I do? Steal his credit card.
My God. This is so... You like I have had a friend that's been this lousy.
Oh my!
I know God. I have had a friend this lousy.
You're looking at me right now when you go.
I have had a friend, and I just
have a friend. That's what I meant to say.
Hey,
I wouldn't tell you because I'm not being aware of this today.
I had a friend, and I would say that she would like come out to drinks and just only have just shrapnel, and so she'd go to the bar and she would kind of like pour out her coins. And and you'd be like, oh, let me just buy you. Yeah. Let me just.
Get a piggy bank?
Coin purse. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I was like, well, let me just buy you a drink. Yes, but off. And also, I've had like a few friends like this would, when it's their turn to do rounds, they would go. That was their exit. Oh, I've got to go. Actually, I've got to go.
Right.
And every single one of these friends think they're really sneaky.
Yeah.
Like they think they're getting away with it. Let me tell you.
No.
I see you.
Yeah. I'm going to order my cocktail.
I know what you've done.
Yep.
I will not forget it.
No.
I'll bring it up in a podcast with Sam Peterson.
I'll bring my shrapnel, my mountain of coins, and I'll bring it up. Everything's on the table. Everything's
Bobby
on the
pins.
Table. Bobby pins, everything. I've tipped my purse out.
Yeah.
Mostly Fury in that purse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think you just, if you call have them a friend, out. Say, just like, you never shout.
Yeah.
We've run away shouts. I'm shouting now.
Yeah.
Because I'm angry.
Yeah. I'm a fiery woman.
Yes. But you never shout a drink.
Say that to him. Why do you hate women?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're not shouting all these women.
Don't shout.
It's interesting.
Them.
And then I'm there. I'm a blonde wig. Yeah, what's up with that? Flip me about.
Kicking doors in.
Kicking doors down.
Fury.
Fury.
Who gave me Fury? Who emptied their Fury on me?
I think that's interesting.
Just say, I think I'm getting to this point in my life, Sam, 37. It's a beautiful time.
Beautiful
I love
mother.
Getting old. Thank
wonderful
you.
Woman.
Thank you. I love getting older because I'm just like, I'm starting to become more honest with my friends.
Aging gracefully.
Is it? Okay. Is it backfiring sometimes? Absolutely.
Sometimes it can be.
It really, like I've been too honest with some friends.
Sure.
And I thought that they would be like, thanks for your honesty.
Not needed
and
here.
They say it, like they say that, but they don't mean that.
No.
They're not grateful. And then they're upset. And then I have to deal with someone who's upset. And I didn't deserve
it. You're not dealing with that.
I'm not.
No.
I'm busy.
Yeah.
Busy doing rounds of drinks.
Are you good with people when they're upset? I get very awkward around people that are crying.
I hate it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Pat them and say, they're there.
I just think.
That'll do, Pig.
I think that sometimes you just got to be by yourself. I don't know why some adults need someone there when they're crying. Just be by yourself for a bit.
Be by yourself for a bit.
Just be by yourself and cry by yourself.
Yeah.
I had one time this lady call me. It was 5 a.m. We'd had a massive night the night before.
Drinking
here.
Can I say
it was
this?
Really
how?
You could say that.
Awesome.
And then we drank so many
shots.
And then, she was great. We were fine. And then we went home. And at 5 a.m, I'd only been asleep for about 3 hours. I get a phone call from her. I answered. I'm like, what do you want?
You had a lovely manner.
Yeah. And she said, she was crying. And she said, I've hurt my finger. Can you come pick me up and take me to the hospital? And like I shouldn't have driven, but I was like, well, it was such a weird request.
Okay. Is this a hilarious practical joke?
So I got in the car, I drove to her house, picked her up, took her to the hospital where we waited for 8, because she'd broken her finger, 8 hours.
Oh my goodness. I don't
but
like that
But like, for the whole time I was like, why don't you say to me, you can go home?
And am I your emergency contact? Because could you take
exactly.
me off?
Exactly. Yeah.
Could you take me off that?
Am I your next of kin?
Yeah.
What are you
it's
doing?
Depressing for all of us.
We just worked together. We just worked in hospitality together.
Then.
We just got maggot after our shift.
Yeah.
Why am I here?
I shouldn't be here. I don't want to be here.
I'd be mortified. If you
I would too.
I just go home. I can sit here by myself.
I wouldn't call someone like that. I would
just catch a taxi in.
Yeah, I did that when I hurt my back.
Did you call taxi in?
Taxi in.
It's the only thing to do. What are you going to do?
I tried to get Diggs to drive me, but he couldn't.
Why?
Too drunk. Look, I think, Todd, you really need to confront this person about that. Or I'll set up a fake profile. I will catfish them. I will take them out and I'll get your money back, baby doll.
Yes. Yeah. If you're too scared to talk to them, I'll talk to them.
Yeah, Bron will talk to them.
I'm furious.
She's aggressive. If you ever listen to Let Up, why don't you write to us, deardrunkaunties@gmail.com or com. Or if you want to leave us a little voice memo.
Oh, my God.
God, we'd love to hear from you. Finding memo. God, we'd love to hear from you. God, we'd love that.
Yeah, we would.
Speakpipe.com/drunkaunties. All those links will be in the goddamn show notes.
Yes, I love to hear voices.
You ready for the next segment? Live, laugh.
Are you going
to
try
I'm going to try and make you laugh, if that's okay with you right now.
Good luck.
What did the egg say to the boiling water?
Don't touch me.
No. Sorry, it's going to take me a second to get hard. I just got laid by some chick.
Well, that's actually pretty clever.
That's a clever one.
That's actually really clever. I'm surprised I've never thought of those things coming together.
How many flies does it take to screw in a light bulb? Just two. But you have to wonder how they got in there.
Into the...
I don't think it makes sense. I did not check that one before I put it in.
I love it.
It's fun. If you hear about the... did you hear about the constipated mathematician?
What?
He worked it out with a pencil.
That's disgusting. That's
okay. Oh, okay. Interesting. Interesting. We always finish each other's sentences. Is butt cheeks one word or should I spread them apart?
Oh, my God.
But. Oh, where he is.
It's pretty funny.
What do you call a cheap circumcision? A ripoff.
Oh, it's sore. That's a sore one.
And don't. I will do them for you here.
I'll create a profile.
I always offer. I will do your circumcision here, free of charge. Why is it that if you donate a kidney, people love you, but if you donate 5 kidneys, they call the police? Got us out on the high. Jesus Christ, that was tough. All of those went down like a lead balloon, and I'm so sorry.
I'm trying really hard to remember the bum cheek one when I get home. I'll tell the kids.
I love that.
They will love it.
Hey, why don't you leave us a 5-star rating or review? We have a YouTube channel if you want to watch us instead of listen to us, or both. You can do both. We're not telling you have to do one or the other.
Yeah, why would
Send us an email, deardrunkaunties@gmail.com, or a little gorgeous little speak pipe. We have the Wine O'Clock episodes that come out on a Friday.
They're fun.
We'll read a little review out if you leave us one.
Yeah.
If that's okay with
you. And be patient, because like we said, we don't know when this stuff comes out.
We don't, and we're re-recording these ones because we got scared and we badly recorded them.
What do you mean? Why'd you get scared?
I got a little bit scared because sometimes in your spooky wiki stories, they are so scary that I forget to record.
And it's funny that you bring that up because now is the time, Sam. Where this is a pretty spooky story.
They always are.
This one is called Phantom Alarms.
Okay.
Any alarms going off with you there?
Yeah, I just shit myself. Let's just be honest about that.
Wee, 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 wee.
Scary, scary.
Okay. Kick it.
Kick it.
I love when you say that. When I was in high school, I had a lot of these experiences.
Oh, scary already.
At the house my dad lived in at the time, it was really old, built in the 1800s.
That's old, isn't it?
Is it still standing?
Yeah. Not nice to talk about your dad like that, though. It was built in the 1800s. Oh, something like that. We can work on it. Is this thing on? We can work on it.
There were plenty of times I'd be sitting in the living room and distinctly hear the cabinets opening and closing in the kitchen.
Of their own accord?
Yeah, I think it seems to be.
That's scary.
It was just me and my dad that lived in the house, and you could clearly see when his bedroom door was shut and he was asleep. I mean, you couldn't see.
Couldn't see him asleep unless you had x-ray vision, but maybe he does. You'd see when the... That's true. Okay, read on.
Which is...
Scary. I was going to say awareness, but it's not. Scary.
You could clearly see when his bedroom door was shut, but still hear it. I don't know what that means.
Hear him sleeping?
Maybe. He's talking in his sleep.
Talking in his sleep.
Wake him up.
Time
break
to stop.
Up with him. What was my advice? Doesn't matter. Normally my dad worked 7 till 3.
That was from a different episode, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think so.
Sleep talking?
Was that from this episode?
Hey.
I'm so dumb.
Don't be upset.
Yeah, yeah, it's from a different episode. That's all there is.
Right. Should we get rid of that bit?
No, I reckon we keep it in. I think it's hilarious. Oh, my God. Just referencing other episodes all the time. We're not sure where we are. We're re-recording. We're not sure.
I've got to go back in case you cut it out. See what this edit comes out. You've kept the whole lot in. I look like I did it. Okay.
I'm not true.
Be scared. Like gorgeous the music's on. Oh. Careful.
Kick it!
Normally my dad worked 7 to 3, but occasionally worked a PM or overnight shift.
Great. Great information.
Is this all scary?
It's all scary. Timing of work can be scary.
One night he was working till 11.
PM? Oh my.
Comma, I was 17.
Yeah, great. Just put your age in over there. Great. Whatever.
Around 8 or so.
So?
I'm sitting in my room playing Borderlands and I think I hear footsteps.
Playing what?
Borderlands.
Don't know what that is. Hey. Borderlands?
Borderlands.
Borderlands.
Okay. You know it?
No. I don't have a plug like it though. I want to play it.
And I think, but obviously it's important. He wouldn't have put it in if it wasn't. Yeah, so
that's going to come back. I can tell Borderlands is going to come back. Big deal.
And I think I hear footsteps coming from the living room.
Oh.
Brackets, which was just adjacent to the bedroom.
Sure.
And I assume my dad's home early. I go back to playing Borderlands. Did you write it came back?
Did come back.
I keep hearing the steps, so I pause the game and I listen. And the footsteps...
Pause Borderlands, that's hard to do when you're on a roll.
Well, that's right. Yeah. But he's very skilled. He's 17. I pause the game and listen, and the footsteps are just slowly pacing back and forth between the living room and the kitchen in a steady rhythm. His dad's doing...
He's doing a box step. Dad's practicing a dance move. He's dating again.
Dozy-do.
I'm doing the dozy-do. Don't dozy-do's off, son, tonight. I'm doing the dozy-do out here. Something like that.
I laid in bed, scared shitless.
You would be.
And actually counted the steps. I think he would. Like, I think I believe him because he likes numbers.
Loves numbers. Loves numbers and Borderlands.
He's listed so many numbers. Count those steps, baby boy.
Come on, baby boy.
Every time it took 15 paces to the living room and 15 back to the kitchen. Needless to say, then don't say it.
Don't say it if it's needless to say. Don't worry
about
it.
He will, though.
Yeah, of course.
I did not fucking sleep that night.
Oh, God.
I had another situation at my mum's house.
Let's move on completely to another story. I was playing Borderlands.
I had another situation at my mum's house. Where is it? Because none of them...
You got so scared that you lost where you were. Yeah, I get it.
Okay. About 2 years prior to this, out of nowhere, my alarm clock would go off at midnight every night. I assumed it was busted, so I got rid of it. Sure. Fast forward 2 years.
What's the timing of this? Yeah, right.
My mum got me another brand new alarm clock for
Thanks,
my room.
Mum.
Also when I was 17.
2 years later. Or this just happened. This is so confusing. Okay.
It does.
I was playing Borderlands again. Okay. Love Borderlands. We all do, bro.
Suddenly.
Oh, okay. 2 years
later.
And
the alarm goes off at midnight. That's 12 o'clock. I thought nothing of it. Turned it off.
Why would you?
Went back to sleep. Happened again the next night.
What?
And then my sister pointed out the old one that I had.
It's not necessarily the same thing. Oh, what?
So I checked it to make sure no alarms were set. Double checked it at 11:56. So many numbers. Sure enough, 4 minutes later, my alarm goes off.
Yeah.
Freaked out.
Of course. It's spooky.
I threw it out. Wasteful.
Wasteful.
Oh. The next night, my dad's house, I went to my dad's house. I had a buddy of mine over. My dad was working that night. Didn't say what time he was working.
Yeah, I'm stressed about this. I'm scared about this.
Is he ever coming home?
Oh, God.
Christ. He left. Oh, no, wait. He left for work at 2 a.m.
Oh, good. Okay, could have read on.
My friend had brought over an iPod dock to listen to music on. I didn't have the clocks.
They're both gonna listen to music on the iPod.
There they are.
That's awesome. Play some Borderlands, listen to some music. Hell yeah.
He didn't have the clock set or anything, and my friend knew nothing of the last couple of nights, so I knew he wasn't effing with me.
He wouldn't F with you. He wouldn't F with you.
So about 2 minutes after my dad leaves, we hear an alarm clock coming from my room. I went in, and you know how if you just plug in a clock without setting it, the numbers just blink on and off?
Sure. Yes. Yep. Okay. The 0000.
Usually says 12.
That's
right?
It. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Well, Sam.
Yes.
It was doing that. As soon as I picked it up, the clock set itself to 12 o'clock and then it just turned off by itself. So, yeah, paranormal shit happens to me. I'm not religious at all, but I am. I bet this is the last sentence. I bet you're thinking, good. Surely he can't get a number in here. I'm not religious at all, but I'm 100% convinced that it happens.
God, that is scary. That is the spookiest story. That is so scary.
Are you scared?
I'm a little bit scared.
That one was such a journey.
That one was a real journey. It was, like, it was well written.
Yes.
Beautifully written. The Borderlands, a lot of the Borderlands detail, the iPod detail.
For a story that focused so much on time, never did we know what was going on at any time.
Didn't need to. It was incredible just the way it is.
1800s was mentioned.
For no reason. I loved it. Would you rather, each week, Bron and I ask the question, would you rather, Bron, would you rather spend your money traveling the world but have few personal possessions, or have a really amazing house but you can never leave your suburb?
The first one. Maybe the amazing house.
The amazing house. You've just been locked down all the time.
Amazing house,
Amazing house. You can't leave the suburb, but you're just hanging out.
Yeah.
You live in a great suburb, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I live in the best one. But I don't travel all that much. I like traveling, but I'm not like gagging for it.
Okay.
You're
never
going
to do it again?
No, I will do it again. I'm going to Sri Lanka in like a month or something.
Are you?
Yes. I knew I would have to bring that up at some stage.
For work?
No.
You're going for a little family holiday.
Yeah, between Adelaide and Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
That'll be so nice.
Yeah, it'll be beautiful with my family.
You're going to go and visit Dilruk Jaisinghe, the famous comedian's family?
No, he doesn't
family.
Live there, you racist man.
His family.
Why would I visit his family?
Why wouldn't you?
Because I'm racist.
That's going to be lovely.
My friend's 40th. We're all got my whole family's going. It's going to be really, really, really fun.
I'm excited for it. How long are you going for?
Like a week or something. Okay. It's hard. It's only between the festivals. But yeah, I think. I don't go away much. But I know
Take your traveler's checks.
I know that my partner would absolutely choose to go away a lot.
Go away a lot. You're different like that.
Different.
You just stay in the big house.
In a few days, he's going to America.
Is he?
Yeah, for a whole week.
Okay. What's he doing?
Work.
Okay. You've asked a lot of questions, obviously.
Yes.
Would you rather be able to converse with animals or speak every language in the world?
Speak every language in the world.
Thanks, don't listen to this one.
Well, you tell me what he says anyway.
That's all he says. Yeah, that's all he says.
Okay, I've got one for you.
Yep.
Would you rather work in a mattress shop? You know the mattress shops.
You've prepared this one, haven't you, before?
No, this is the one. I know it in my head.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to decide which one I'm going to put first. A mattress shop, like in an industrial area. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no music. You know, it's got dreadful lighting.
Yes.
And all people come in and they're depressed that they have to buy something so expensive.
Right.
And they're in dreadful, they're in horrible bits. And then you just watch them lie on the mattress and roll around on it.
Why are they rolling around?
They have to find out whether it's comfortable or not. It's such an invasive thing.
I quite like watching lots of people do that.
Oh, God.
Rolling
around.
Would
you rather do that? Mm. And it's really quiet.
Mm.
And you don't like anyone you work with.
Mm.
Okay?
It's adding so many different variables here, yeah.
Or
you're a sparrow.
No, or you work at Donut King in the middle of a very busy shopping centre. You know, in the
Donut
food court.
Donut King, yeah.
Food court.
Yeah. I know, I've heard of it, yeah.
But they're always in the middle of the food court.
Yeah.
So there's nowhere to hide. It's just sad.
Why do I want to hide? I'm working there.
It's just sadness all around you. Food court is the worst place in any shopping centre.
I'm just watching people roll around on mattresses.
You'd rather work at
With some fun people, it's loud, it's vibrant. What do you mean?
They're never fun.
Some of the people I'm sure that work at Donut King would be wonderful people and fun people.
I'm sure they're really wonderful people.
And you get to meet the king. Love to meet the Donut King.
You never do. I used to work there.
They might come around one day. The king might come.
No, he never
does. And
I'll
be telling people every day, do you think the king, might come today? Do you think today the king will grace us?
I used to work there a long time ago.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay, Queen, you've never told me this before.
It was 23 years ago. And
so much cooler now.
Yeah. And when someone ordered a milkshake or a cappuccino or a mug of chino, you would
just
say,
a mug of chino,
you would
thanks.
Say, would you like your two free cinnamon donuts?
Why did they get, they always got two
yeah,
free?
With the, I don't know if
that's. Does King know about that? We'll ask him today when he comes.
I think it's his idea.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, when he comes.
When he comes. And he'll definitely be
so
here
you
today.
Choose Donut King.
What would you
middle.
Do? You'd be watching people roll around on
I'm
mattresses.
Not. It's
though.
Not my question.
You got out of that one easy. Little snake, slippery snake over here.
I love that you were worried I hadn't prepared it. Yes, sure. There's nothing on my sheet.
That doesn't matter.
But I know that's one of my favorite ones.
I love that. Hey, Bron, can I ask you the next question? Does this exist?
Oh
next
my
segment.
God.
All right. I've got
Make
three
sure you get
film
it right.
ideas. I
okay.
will. I will. I've got three film ideas and I've made one up.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to have to do this because it's quite bright now. I'm just going to have to pull this out. Okay. Super Babies. Baby Geniuses 2. Babies that can secretly communicate with each other, band together to stop a media conglomerate who seeks to find a way to understand their language. That's number one, Super Babies.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Sounds awareness, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Attack.
Oh, my gosh.
Revenge is served. When unidentified flying objects lands in Tennessee, residents are surprised to find out that only one extraterrestrial, who they name Marty, is there and they take him in as their own with summer romance just around the corner. Someone fucks an alien.
But that sounds like something that they would do.
Absolutely,
in Tennessee.
Of course, in Tennessee. Problem child. When 7-year-old Junior is adopted by Ben and Flo Healy, he turns out to be their worst nightmare.
Yep.
Things take a turn when a serial killer, whom the boy is friends with, kidnaps him and his mother.
Spooky. Okay. I think I've seen that one.
Have you?
I think I have.
I think
is
you've seen that
old one.
Yeah, 1985.
Yeah, I've seen it. So that one's real.
Or I just made that one up. Maybe just
no,
a
you
good
didn't.
With numbers like the first spooky wookie book with the alarms.
It's midnight. So the one that I think you've made up.
Mm.
Oh, the baby one, that sounds good. So did you make up the attack?
The baby one sounds good, so did you make up the shit one? Is that what you just implied?
Yeah, but also
well, yes, I did make up the shit one. The one who falls in love with an alien and fucks an alien. Yes, I made it up.
Kids don't want to see that. This is why you don't have children. This is why you're never allowed a baby who sings
when
Shakira.
When should I say this was a kid's film? I never said it was a kid's film.
None of those sound like movies that grown-ups would watch.
Do you think that Problem Child, somebody watching an awful film
yes.
about a problem child that yes. gets kidnapped.
When do you think I watched it? I was born in 1986. Thank you. Thank
do you think you,
you
watched it
no
as a young
offense,
child?
But thank you.
Do you think you watched it
yes,
as a young child?
Yes, of course
child?
I did. I also watched The Hand That Rocks the Cradle when I was 8.
That can't be true.
It's true.
That can't be true.
Oh, it's true. Also with Natalie Hughes. And then Natalie Hughes' dad, Guy Hughes, came over to my mum's house and knocked on the door. And then when mum answered the door, Natalie was crying next to him. And he said, "What were you thinking?" to my mum. And I had no idea why he was so upset. It was just a movie.
He was crying?
No, Natalie Hughes was crying.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you a story?
No.
Thanks for listening to two.
Not today.
So one time, you remember when video stores so used to
yeah,
put the
I
cassette
remember.
in the little cassette tape box,
yeah.
whatever was the case. Mm. And one time, the guy Graham who worked there got the videos wrong. So my brother and I went to get Spider-Man, the cartoon Spider-Man.
He did it on purpose.
And he put a very sexy and very graphic one in there. And so me and my brother are like watching. There's this woman on screen that's like cutting herself open
oh my
and
God.
Putting her hand in the hole.
That's disgusting.
And kind of like fingering the hole.
No, he did that on purpose.
And me and my brother kept going out onto the deck to talk to mum who was like gardening and or pretending to garden. And we were just shouting out. "Mom, Spider-Man's not on yet." She's like, "He'll be there soon." Just
oh
kept shouting that out.
God.
We watched so much of it, just waiting for Spider-Man. I'll tell you what.
Oh, my God.
Spider-Man never came.
No.
Spider-Man never came. And Mum marched back down there and told Graham, and he was like, "Be kind and rewind, would you, love?"
Graham.
Yeah.
No, that's a really – he's a sick pest.
Sick pest, Graham. No, that's, he's no
he
good.
Did that on purpose.
Do you think he did?
Absolutely.
Or was it a hilarious practical joke? Because you and I love
hilarious practical jokes. Are on purpose. I don't think you know what on purpose means.
I don't. You ready for the final segment, Ron Lewis life hack?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Please, please let me.
Please, let me help
you in your life. Like I need, I need hacks. Always. Okay, great. If you cry, this is not, wait.
It's a sad one.
No, no, it's actually a really good one.
Sad.
It's a good, happy one.
Oh.
Okay. If you're in an Uber, like if you have to get an Uber pool, they're cheaper, right?
Yep.
And you don't, and you actually just want to be by yourself.
Yeah.
If you cry in it, they won't pick up anyone else.
Have you done that?
No, but how good is that?
That's so much fun.
It's a great way to just be like, to have the whole robe to
yourself.
Do
you do it straight away or do you start over a long period of time?
No, you get in, everything's normal. As soon as he starts, like as soon as he puts the pedal to the metal, burst into tears. Yeah, of course he does.
And don't rate him good. Don't rate that Uber driver good if you're speeding.
Uber pool though.
Would you be getting off a call like, what, he died today?
Nah.
Bye.
Nah, I'd just be like this.
My cousin Jeffrey.
No one's got a cousin called Jeffrey.
Some God, that,
that's what he'd know. Say. The Uber driver or she, they were allowed to do that. They would say, no one's got a cousin called Jeffrey, and then they'd pick everyone up. But if I just cried, gave no explanation, it could be anything. I could have an ingrown toenail. My uncle could have died. Uncle Jeffrey.
Uncle Jeffrey could have died.
My Uncle Jeffrey could have had a sex island, and I could have found out about it, and I might have been upset about that.
If you want to leave us a review, please do leave us a 5-star review. More life hacks like that, crying in Ubers.
Leave
a 5-star rating. I think they're really good. 5-star rating, that would be great. Wouldn't it, Brum?
Yeah, it would be good.
Watch us on YouTube.
Yes.
We'd love it if you watch us on YouTube.
Yes.
We are on youtube.com.
Yeah, and I put on lipstick again.
You did. You look fantastic.
Thanks. Sometimes
only
I
one
forget.
Time you forgot, I think.
No, there's two times.
Oh, there's two times you're upset about it.
Yeah, I'm upset about it.
I'm sorry about that. I'll see Jared and I'll told you.
As I said to you, do you have any red lipstick? And then you mocked me as if maybe you should just keep a red texture on your little desk.
I just pointed and laughed
desk.
At you for ages. And you're Diggs like, was dancing. Wrong.
He wasn't dancing.
He was dancing. He thinks it's hilarious when you do stuff like that. Please do leave a 5-star rating or review. Write into us, deardrunkaunties@gmail.com. Leave us a goddamn speak pipe. All the links in the goddamn show notes. But you know what? We love you very much.
We love you. Cheers.
Let's go, girls, the other way. Let's go. We can turn around. Let's go, girls.
Kick the door back in the
other
way.
Kick the door back in the other way. Cheers.
Cheers.